We're in the 10th chapter of Negoyim. We've begun already our discussion of the third type of Negiodam, Nesokim, Nesek, Niskei HaZokon, the Nesek of the Zokon, of the bearded area of the face and of the Rosh, and of the scalp. And the Mishnah, we're doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet today. Mishnah begins HaSomeach. The Mishnah discusses two events. One is where two black hairs spring up after the Nesek has appeared. And one discusses what's called, we'll have in a moment, Mishur, if after the Nesek appears, it remained from before two black hairs. Hatzomeach, the two black hairs that spring up after the Nesek is already there. And the Mishnah tells us, Hatzomeach, Matzil Miyad Haser Tzohov, that it saves from Miyad Pisoyon. There are two types of Simoni Tuma of a Nesek. When there's discoloration, we said this discoloration goes beyond the four shades of white and the four red admixtures, but the other colors also. So within those other colors, any type of discoloration, but either could be the Baharos also, if there spring up two golden hairs, which we discussed in the last session, or this pisoyon, or if after 1 week or at the end of 2 weeks the nesek is spreading. So with the golden hairs, immediately there'd be a hachlata, there'd be muchlat. At the end of 1 week or 2 weeks of pisoyon, there would be a hachlat also. So if the black hairs come in the tzomeach, they're matzil the mitzorah from his tumah, whether it's hezger or whether it's hechlet. So what are the positions? Mechunas, whether they're together close to each other, umefuzer, or whether they're scattered apart, mevutzer, if they're centered, ushalom mevutzer, if they're not centered in the middle of a nesek. However, v'hameshur, when hair remains left over, when black hairs remain left over after the nesek has appeared already, then matzil miyad ser tzohov, it's also matzil from the simoni tuma, there was hezger, or there's hechlet from the ser tzohov, which would be hechlet immediately, or miyad pisoyon, would be hezger first. Those two hairs that remained, even though there are many, many golden hairs that grew up with the Wispisoyon, they're matzil from Tuma under the following conditions. Mechunas umefuzer, whether they're together or they're separated, umavutzer, or if they're centered. However, the one weakness, if they're already there, is ve'enu matzil minatzad. Arjehi rochuk minakoma mokom shtei saros. They're not, if at the extreme boundary of the Nesek, they're not matzilin from on the side, they're in the boundary of the Nesek. Shiruachuk min akoma, the koma refers to the hairs that are on the boundary, the periphery of the Nesek. They're called koma, because every Nesek, remember, Nesek causes baldness. The patch where the Nesek is loses most of its hair, and there's a patch of baldness there. So surrounding it will be a surrounding perimeter of hair of the part of the head that's not affected yet by the Nesek. And that is called the Kama. So the black hairs have to be within two. So Rochuk min HaKama Mokom Shtei Saros. Two Saros, a way to define them as black hairs that remained within the Nesek and that are not part of the periphery of hair unaffected by the Nesek, around the Nesek. So the Teferes Yisrael explains the difference over here between Someach and between the Mishur. The Bishlomah, he says, Bitsomeach, when new hairs sprout up, Yeshlomar Mimitsomchu Michadosh, since they sprouted up anew, Muchak, it's apparent, Shekavar Hischilu HaNega LiYisrapos. It's a sign of healing. It shows the Nega has begun to be healed. Lohachi gam be'enon mevutzoros matzilos. So even if they're not in the sanctuary, they're closer to the perimeter, they're matzil. Avul b'mishur, if the hair is left over, klomer b'mevutzoros, yesh lomer, if they're centered, midiyesh nega mikol atzdadim, since the nega surrounds it around it all its sides, afiluhachi nishru elu b'yemsa, and with it all, these two black hairs still remained in the middle of the nega, muchuk shedayin lo godel koach hanega livloa gamash deisaro shebiyemson. It shows that the power of the nega hasn't reached the ability to change the two hairs that are in the middle, so therefore not really such it's not a nega, and the person is tohar, the mitzvah is tohar. Avol b'nisharu min hatzad, where if they were left on the perimeters of the nega, man yemer shezehu miduhuklish koach hanega bimkoma. Who says it's because the nega is weak in its place? Maybe they're part of the periphery of the surrounding here, which hasn't fallen out yet. So that's the difference between the how can they say, because maybe they're part of the perimeter of the hairs outside of the nesek. So how can they save? And then the Mishnah continues. If there's one here, achas suhuva, one here is gold, v'yachas shechora. Now, the Rav here explains, achas suhuva v'yachas shechora, b'tzuhuva shekodm l'nesak, l'net l'nesek, the lohavi simin tuma. Yisrik l'lememor de'en mitztorfos ima shechora l'hatzil b'yad ser tzuhuv miyad apisoyom. B'stam masisim krebel Yisro ben Yaakov d'omer b'somuch l'kamon the sir tzohov, and the Mishnah seems to be like Rebbe Yisro ben Yaakov said later on that the sir tzohov shkodem l'nesek, if the sir tzohov comes before the nesek, lo metami v'lo matzil. Now remember, we had at the end of Mishnah Beis, we had the machlokis Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon says that just like the regular tzaras or baser, where the baharis has to turn, has to precede the white hairs, so here too the nesek has to precede the golden hairs. And Reb Yehuda says, no, the Torah doesn't mention hofach, doesn't mention the word hofach, that it's turned by nesek. So whether it's turned or it's not turned, it doesn't make a difference. The shtei tzaros are mitame, but the Rav here says that this Mishnah that we're doing now is not going like Rebbe Yehuda, but it's going like the different opinion of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds that if it's if it preceded the nesek, the golden hair or the golden hairs, they're not mitame, but they're not matzil either. So here, achas suhuva v'yachas shechora, achas suhuva v'yachas levana, enon matzilos. They won't save the person from his tomb. Now, the Baal Teferis Yisroel says that it's possible to learn this Mishnah, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, who we paskin like, so it's advantageous to learn like him. V'yeshlomer the gam k'reb Yehuda, the polig Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, osya. The afogab the sirule de seret soho, that the golden hair, gam be'enu hafuch, if it's there even before the nesek, by shtei saros tzuvos, shekobim le nesek, is mitame, avol, however, that's by two golden hairs. That's where he says that there's tumas nega. That doesn't even require hafach. Achas. However, here we're dealing with is only one golden hair. So it's not the metame. So since it's not mekabel tuma, it itself is not metame. I'm sorry, asma enu metame. Sh'atzma enu mitame, it's not mitame. V'sakadet chamino sh'nitztorev im aser shocher lahatzil apisoyon. So that since it's not mitame, So maybe then it's a different type of value to it. Not only is it natame, maybe it can be mitzorif to a sir shocher and be matzil lepisoyon kamash belong. So the Tiferes Yisrael even learns this mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. The mishnah says at the end, achas sahova v'achas levana eino matzilos. If one is gold and one is white, so the Tiferes Yisrael points out that the gam levanos matzilos. The shocher, the crow, that the black hair mentioned in the pasuk, love dafka is not dafka black hair. Rak urcha de milsa no kat crow, but in general, a person with hair, it's called black hair. The rov Yisrael shechari roshein. Most Jews have dark hair. Jews, there aren't that many blondes and redheads. Jews are mostly black, brunettes and black hair. Muvur b'toris kohenim sheviu harash v'harosh. That the rash and the rush bring down in toris bring the toris kohenim. Now Mishnah Dalid sir tzohuv shekodam es hanesek. There was again we're dealing with the issue with what came first. So the Sir Tzohov Shekodem Es HaNesek, it wasn't turned by the Nesek, and that's Tohar. Now, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Metam. So Rabbi Yehuda, who is first quoted in the second Mishnah, arguing Rabbi Shimon on this point, reiterates his statement over here again, Rabbi Yehuda is Metame. Does it make a difference if it's Hofach or not Hofach, that the two Saros Tzohovos are mitame? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer lo mitame v'lo matzil. They're not mitame, but they're not matzil either. And Rabbi Shimon Omer kol she'eno simin tuma benesek. Whatever is not a simin tuma benesek, hari hu simin tara benesek. That's a simin tara benesek. So let me read the Rashi on this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amir lo mitame v'lo matzil. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon lefushe milsa de Tanakama d'amar tohar ka'amar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov savar tohar d'amar Tanakama. Then when the Tanakama says tohar, seir tzov shekodem es hanesek tohar. So he means it's tohar, but it's not matzil. Lo mashinu mitame, it's not mitame, avlenu matzil. And Rabbi Shimon savar tohar. Umatzil klamar. Just they're arguing. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are arguing on the point of what the Tanakhama means. Does he say tohar meaning it's tohar but it's not matzil, or it's tohar and matzil as a result? Rabbi Shimon said that tohar umatzil klamar uleil paskin in the halachic Rabbi Yehuda that it's tame. That whether it comes before it comes afterwards doesn't have to be hafach. That it's tame. Again, the Tiferes Yisroel over here has a because he's bothered. We've already quoted Rabbi Yehuda previously, and the Rav even Rav over there said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So why again are we bringing in other shittas? We've had Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Beis. I'm sorry, in Mishnah Beis, the correct Mishnah Beis. So he says a very, very original perush. He says, "Omnam lule mistafina me rabosai hoyenirali." He says, "Indeed, lule the mistafina means we're not afraid." This is when a person is trying to, you know, say that I'm coming up with a big chiddush. So we're not afraid of my teachers. Hoyenirali would seem to me to say. In Mishnah Beis, the Tana uses the language hafuch u'enu hafuch. It was turned. It was preceded. If it was hafuch means it was it preceded the nega, and the nega turned it into its new color. Its new color. V'hocha nachat b'lashon acher sir tzohuv shekodem es hanesek. Doesn't use the word hofach, but it says that Tzirat Tzohuv preceded the Nesek, came before the Nesek. Now, the Eid Bishneim Bediba Recho Nemru, Loma Shnei, Loma Shoni Tona Belishne. if these mean the same thing, then why does in one place the Tana say Hafach and one place he says Kodam? What does he have to change his language for? El al korchak lo rizek rizek. We're really talking about two different things in Mishnah Beis and here in Mishnah Dalet. The she'enu hafuch, the no'akad le'el. In Mishnah Beis, when they speak about if it's not hafuch, and whether it's hafuch or not hafuch, Rabbi Yehuda is metami in both instances. So means hainu shenolad biyachas hashir sohuv kodem hanesek. Yeah, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. The she'enu hafuch, if it wasn't turned by the nesek, if the hair came in afterwards, the no'akad le'el, hainu shlo nolad ha'sir tzov achar ha'nesek. Means the sir tzov wasn't born, what didn't grow after the nesek came into existence. El shenolad, not before either though, el shenolad biyachar im ha'nesek. If it came into existence the same time as a nesek, the nesek didn't turn it yellow. An existing black hair into yellow came at the same time as a nesek. Avol hocha de nokam milas kodam. We're seeing that preceded the nesek. Hainu shenolad biemes asartzov kodam nesek. That the sartzov was there before the nesek was there. V'im kein hod nakad le'el lo hofa chaynu revusa de Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon says that if it's not hofach, it's tohar, means the lo levad b'shenolad asir tzov kodem hanesek. Doesn't just mean that the sir tzov was in creation, existed before the nesek was there. But even if it came into existence at the same time as a nesek, Rabbi Shimon is mitah here. V'hocha nachad kodem l'revusad Rabbi Yehuda. And in this Mishnah Dalid, it says that it came before the nesek that teaches the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Da'afilu b'kodam ha'asir tzov l'nesek, even if it came beforehand, where you can't say that there's any relationship between the Seir Tzohov and the Nesek. The Nesek had nothing to do with the Seir Tzohov. Afilu hachi mitami Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is mitami even in such a case. But Tanakama de Mitayer, the king of Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov, before Eshtivri at Tanakama, the Eina mitame, Venu Matsil. Rak the Kodam HaSeir Tzohov, Liha Nesek Mitayer. Only if the Seir Tzohov that came before the Nesek, after Rak the Kodam Shasir Tzohov La Nesek Mitahir. So the there in Rishita's Reb Shimon that the Tanakama might be a little more extreme than or less extreme than Reb Shimon. We said Reb Shimon, even if they come simultaneously. He says only if they come before the Nesek is the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov Mitah. Avol Ba'el in Reb Shimon's case in the previous in Mishnah Beis, but Nodu Shnei Biyachad, they were born simultaneously, and even there Rabbi Shimon is Mitahir. So here Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov might have a different shita than and a Tanakama than Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that there has to be some relationship, that they're born they're born simultaneously, and they hold only if the nesek was born before the Rabbi Shimon holds even if they were born simultaneously, but they hold only if it was born before the nesek, but simultaneously it might not be mitahir. So Yeshlom the Shuluk Rabbi Yehuda the Tame Binu Masil. If they were born simultaneously, then they would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and they'd be mitame Binu Masil. Now the Yeshlom says further The Sfira Luhu Krib Shimon, the Tohor Umatzil. That if the state, if the two hairs came simultaneously with the Nesek, if they came before, it's Tohor. Behold, like Lalak Rib Yehuda. But if it came simultaneously, there's a relationship to the Nesek, and there they might hold that it's Tohor and Matzil. If it comes before, it's Tohor, but not Matzil. That's what the Tiferes Yisroel says, and that's the end of Mishnah Dalet.